Melodies of Migration, where heritage meets harmony.
What if the soul of a performance, centuries old, could be reborn inside a soundscape no one in the 13th century could have pictured? I keep circling that thought. As a cultural music historian, my world revolves around story, how we tell them, how they land, how they mutate. The grand pre-cinema forms have always pulled me in, and that's what first drew me toward Vietnamese traditional theater, Tuong and Chiao, with their blazing costumes, symbolic makeup, and a musicality that carries narrative by itself. Here's the spark for today. What happens when that ancient voltage finds a new outlet? When those stage-borne narratives get sampled, looped, and folded into pop and electronic textures, the global hum we live in now? That's what I want to trace. How a new wave of musicians channels these traditions, not just to keep them alive, but to shift their shape, make them thrum with the present. To really hear the new sound, you have to picture the old sight. Imagine the stage. Start with Tuong, a classical form that began in the imperial court, refined, intricate for elites. And then, as stories tend to do, it slipped its gilded leash and traveled, troops carrying epic histories and codes of decorum out to village squares. What floors me is the visual language, the makeup as a code, not decoration. It's a face that reads like a moral compass. An actor steps out with a blazing red face, courage, outspokenness, a dignified hero. Another appears in stark white, beauty, calm, good nature. A flash of blue, and you sense lofty pride, nobility that might tip into danger. Before a single syllable is sung, the play has already told on itself. Loyalty, treachery, the supernatural, revealed in brushstrokes. So when a contemporary producer samples a line from Tuong, they aren't just lifting a tune. They're summoning an archetype, the red-faced champion or the blue-faced noble, rebuilt in synths and bass. Close your eyes for our first piece. That's not just a voice. That's a warrior stepping off an ancient stage and into your headphones. And it isn't only color doing that heavy lifting. Look at the eyebrows. Long and curving, you're staring at arrogance, hauteur, straight as a rule, a hot temper just waiting to spark. A single glance and a core temperament clicks into place, like the director slipping the audience a secret. Then the beards write a whole second chapter. Long white or gray, the seasoned general. Curly black, the same volatility as those straight brows. A red beard, a foreign general, an outsider pushing the plot's edges. Every line and tint is a word in a visual sentence the audience already knows how to read. So when a producer drops a vocal from a 50-year-old Tuong recording, what are they really sampling? Not just a melody. Maybe without naming it, they're sampling the soul of that white-bearded commander, or the fury of the straight-browed, curly-bearded firebrand. The sound carries the code. The archetype rides the vibration. Hear that gravel in the voice? You can almost see scowling brows etched into it. It's not merely a remix, it's a resurrection. And resurrection here is more than paint and persona. The sound itself works like sacred text. In my world, studying performance across eras, we spend a lot of time chasing naturalism. We want lines to land like real talk, so you forget you're watching a performance at all. Tuong goes the other way on purpose. It wants the performance to loom. Speech is exalted. Pitch, cadence, that taut vibrato, none of it aims to imitate daily life. It aims to eclipse it. This is why it's catnip for modern producers. You can't really sample a mumble. You can sample a battle cry. You can sample a lament tuned to bounce off palace walls. It arrives already pressurized, with its own history and force, like a sealed jar of emotion you can open inside a new track. In that sense, the musician isn't just curating cool textures. They're more like an archaeologist, finding an artifact of distilled feeling and building a new world around it. Often the modern beat just reveals what the original delivery already implied rhythmically. And for a second, think about the singer who first carved that sound. Years of training to hold that tone, to etch rage or grief into timbre alone, the betrayed general's roar, the queen's sorrow. That's what returns. Not just the ghost of the character, but the ghost of the artist, their breath, their discipline, tape spooled decades ago, now rumbling a club in Berlin or a car in Los Angeles. It's a chain of inheritance I can barely wrap my head around. A lineage carried by sound, rather than family. Honestly, the part I'm least sure about might be the one I've sounded most sure about. how much context today's producers actually carry into these samples. But even when the backstory blurs, the emotional voltage tends to cut through. So, pulling the thread back, we started with sight, the code you can read at a glance. Red for the candid hero, straight brows for a hot temper, a long white beard for hard-won authority. And then we realized the voice is the same code in another medium. That stylized larger-than-life singing is the sonic face paint, engineered to broadcast archetype with total clarity. Which brings up the question you might be chewing on. Is it okay for a musician who doesn't know every chapter of, say, General Guan Yu's saga to sample an actor playing him? Does the meaning leak out? It's a fair worry. My take after living with these recordings is that the emotional truth embedded in them is so elemental, it survives the jump. You don't need the full plot to feel the weight of a lament or the steel of a war oath. The performer baked that message into the waveform itself. So the modern artist starts as archaeologist, but ends up a medium. Suddenly, remix doesn't feel like the right word. It's a cross-century collaboration. The original performer gives breath, craft, soul. The new artist gives fresh air and a different heartbeat. Back to that first question. Can the soul of a performance be reborn in a new soundscape? What I hear is that it doesn't just return, it widens. It proves a potent story won't stay trapped in one form. It's energy looking for another carrier. Next time a track feels ancient and immediate at once, lean in. You might be hearing an old story, Tuong, Chiao, a warrior, a queen, finally finding you where you are.